Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Rosconi, your host of Growing Social Now, welcoming you to another episode. And I have a question for you. And the question is, are you looking inward or outward with what you do in your business? And today, I'm very excited to welcome my friend, Lisa Sharapata. And Lisa has a ton of great information, and she's also been recognized by CIO Look as one of the most 10 influential CMOs to follow in 2023. So, wow, it's so exciting to have you here, Lisa.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Barbara. I'm excited to be here.
And Lisa and I met, and most of my guests on my show I've met before in real life. And Lisa and I met each other at an AMA Charlotte event for FC Charlotte, the football club here. And that was really fun to meet you in real life for the first time. And the thing that we have in common, we have many things, we're marketers, all this other stuff, but we're both from Chicago and we relocated to Charlotte. And Lisa just experienced her first winter here in Charlotte. And how did that go?
I am loving it. And I, to all my Midwest friends, like feeling a little bit guilty saying this, but we got out just in time. Like they're getting the worst winter ever. So it's been just amazing to be able to get outside every day, go for a nice walk, and not be freezing or shoveling. So,
Exactly. Or,
great.
putting on like, I don't know how many layers you wore in Chicago, but sometimes I would count like maybe six on the top and three or four on the bottom. It was quite a procedure to even get outside. So, so anyway,
Yes,
the
it
last
is.
time you and I talked, that was in the summer of 2022 here in Charlotte, and you were looking for a new job. And very quickly after that, you found a new position that sounds super exciting. So, do you want to tell us a little bit about how you got there and what you do now?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the short version of my long career. Not to date myself, is I started off in graphic design in the agency world right out of college. And that's what I thought I'd do forever. But very quickly into that, I realized it wasn't for me. I really wanted to understand the why behind what I was doing. And having someone tell me to change this font or this picture was really frustrating because I'm like, well, who's your audience? What are you trying to get across to them? What's the problem that they're trying to solve that this message, needs to clearly communicate? And yeah, so I found myself actually moving to Denver, working for a startup, but getting in-house, being involved in the strategy, understanding my audience, the market, who I was talking to, and really immersing myself in the experiences I was creating. Versus just throwing, together, a piece of content for someone to approve and send out there. So, long story short, I worked for a lot of different industries. I was in B2B tech for a decade and kind of got to a point in my career where I said, I love what I do as a marketer, but I want to get up every morning feeling like I'm changing people's lives in a positive way. Making a positive impact, working for a company that I really believe in what they're doing is making the world a better place, beyond like eliminating spreadsheets or something like that. So, here I am at the Arbinger Institute.
And tell us about the Arbinger Institute. Where is it located? What do you do? What clients do you like to work with?
Yeah, so the headquarters is in Salt Lake City. They've been around for about 40 years, but really in the last few years have kind of gotten off the ground and are making a big play to grow. So they've got three books, Leadership and Self-Deception, The Outward Mindset, and Anatomy of Peace. And we're really focused on leadership development. Mindset is kind of the core of all of this outward mindset concept. And then the anatomy of peace is really aligns well to the idea of inclusion. And we have a DEI offering as well. So, yeah.
That's great. Wow. So, Tell me a little bit more about this outward vision, because I think a lot of people, you know, we think about ourselves and we're inside. And so how do you shift that mindset and why is it important?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest piece of it is seeing other people as people who matter as much as you do. And it sounds easy, but I mean, we all have our own struggles, our own challenges, mm-hmm. our own imposter syndrome going on, mm-hmm. or maybe it's our ego getting in the way and we need to be seen as being better than, or we feel like we deserve to be treated like we're better than, or worse, we think we're worse than. So mm-hmm. these different mindsets happen in different situations over time. And some people tend towards some like one version of this than the other. But when you can really get outside of yourself and get to know the people around you and what their struggles, challenges, obstacles, goals, dreams, hopes are, mm-hmm. Whether it's professional environment or a personal environment, then you can start to break down those like kind of barriers and walls and mm-hmm. really, like, you know, many hands make light work. Those kinds of concepts come to mind when I think about this. It's like when we're all in it together and we're all working towards the same objectives, business mm-hmm. objectives, or even in a family, like the same things, around the house, even, it makes such a huge difference. If you're at odds with each other, you mm-hmm. have your own agenda, someone else has their own agenda, or you're working in silos, or even like stabbing people in the back or saying you're going to do one thing and then setting somebody else up to fail. Like mm-hmm. it all, you know, tears apart at your ability to actually be able to achieve those results. It makes it much harder, if impossible, to do it. And so when you can really get beyond that and outside of that and truly like set your biases aside, I like to say leave your ego at the door, but that's like from even long before I came to the Arbinger Institute, and get outward and have this outward mindset. Mm-hmm. That is when you're truly able to then achieve these desired results. So that's what it's all about.
Wow. It sounds like it'd be really good for teams.
Yeah. I mean, we have, that's why it works really well in organizations, right? Mm-hmm. It can make a huge impact on my life and how I mm-hmm. treat other people, and that will make an impact on my team and my family and my mm-hmm. friends and everybody else. But in a work environment, all it takes is one person to really have this domino effect that can just ripple through your organization mm-hmm. and ruin your culture of how mm-hmm. things work. And especially at that leadership level, there's like a common expression that people leave leaders, not companies, or managers, not companies. Mm. And you've probably seen there's organizations that have like some teams that are just really working well together and are great. Mm-hmm. And then you've got mm-hmm. another department that's just a mess. Mm-hmm. And why is that? And it ultimately, if you break it down, it comes down to mindset. One of the other things of the work that we have talks a lot about, we have this pyramid that shows like mindset drives behaviors. Behaviors drive results. You mm-hmm. cannot change someone's behavior without changing their mindset. I can tell someone how to behave, and I can create consequences and mm-hmm. Micromanage and sit over them and tell them what I want them to do. But as soon as I leave, not only are they probably going to go back to their old behaviors, but they're going to resent me. So again, it comes down to this desire to actually want to think about your impact on others, what they care about, how they feel about things. And that has to fundamentally change before mm-hmm. someone's behavior will follow on a consistent basis. So, You know, just I think even with like your kids, like if you have kids, like if you're like, don't do that, you know, pick up your clothes, like that behavior, you know. But if you're like, you know, a lot of bugs and stuff get in the house when you leave clothes and food on the floor. And do you really want those bugs in your bedroom? Like, that's what got my kids to pick up. Oh, yeah, no. Like, I,
Yeah, the
oh, now my
consequences.
mindset changed. It's not because my mom's yelling at me, it's because I don't want that. And
Exactly.
so, yeah.
Yeah, so what you've done is you've made, I mean, you're thinking outwardly, but you've also kind of invited them to just think about how it would benefit their life to pick up their clothes, not just make yours easier.
Oh,
Yeah,
right.
that's
And I think that
brilliant,
word
Lisa.
invited is like the big thing. It's like they've now been invited to make their own decision, their own mind up about something versus me telling them what to do.
Yeah. And that's great. I
Yeah.
mean, it's a simple example, but it's one that everybody can relate to. And so, when we talk about this, what do you think is changing in marketing and business culture today? I know we've had this real drive to have growth at all costs, and that seems, I don't know how new that is, but it just does seem to be kind of a push. So, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing, being in B2B tech, and I mean, like the Silicon Valley Bank just shut down last Friday. So it, to me, this is very like fresh as a hot off the press example of this growth at all costs mentality, where it's just more, 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 more people, more money, throwing money at problems, this hustle mentality, this like high performance meant, you know, more, doing more. And I think this is part of why we saw a lot of big trends like the Great Resignation and quiet quitting. There's a lot of research being done on that. It wasn't just money. It wasn't specifically like retail. It was across the board. People, I think, just took a look at their lives and said, you know, is this worth it? Do I really feel like I'm making a difference? I'm getting up every morning being passionate about what I'm doing, and or, you know, this whole topic of engagement and psychological safety is starting to come up. And so, you know, we're doing research on our end at the Arbinger Institute around mindset and culture and how things are shifting. But what we're seeing is really this movement towards a people-centric human approach. We'd like to say bringing humanity back to the workplace. Again, when you really understand like what someone's gifts are, what they care about, what makes them passionate every morning, and you give them the room to bring that to the table, they will be so much more engaged. And they're gonna give more of what they can, you know, to these bigger objectives. So I see that shift happening, and I think it's really, I guess, important too, and that's part of why I wanted to be here. Like, it just resonated with me is that, you know, it's time. This the I feel like the grind that we've been in, it's not sustainable, and it's starting to collapse. And the places I've been where the culture is of that, you know, you get attrition and you know, you're not hitting results. And then there's, you know, got in like a startup world where you've got VCs backing you to try to, you know, if you're not hitting your results, you're not going to get the funding you need. And this is why so many companies go out of business. And so now I'm like, that cycle's got to change.
Yeah, it's interesting that you've pivoted away from that because when I met you, you were like market, you were talking to people and they were talking to you about marketing tech and you know, it was like it's a really buzzy place to be. And of course, what was that like 6 months ago, the world was a little bit of a different place. So, do you feel like there's a trend for marketers who were like at the top tier, you know, the forward fast chasers to kind of start backing off and looking for other things to do? Or is it just you felt like it was time for you to find something that was more people-centered?
I mean, I think it's some of both. I, for me, it was time. I needed that change. I think, again, this great resignation like speaks volumes to a mindset shift in the world of, I'm not going to keep doing this if I don't really feel passionate about it. If it's not me, if I don't enjoy getting up every morning and doing it, why would I keep doing it?
Right.
And I am seeing a shift. And I think part of it is there's been so many layoffs in B2B tech.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the hardest in hit industries. I think a lot of marketing leaders that I know have said, you know what? I had the CMO or SVP title at this company, but I'm going to go to a different industry, maybe take a VP role, maybe a cut and pay, maybe not. But I'm going to just get back to doing something I love and not feel this constant like pressure and stress every single day to make something happen that it's not sustainable.
Yeah, I think there's that pressure. And then what do you think also about just all the changes that are happening with marketing? Do you think that's exhausting for people too?
You know, it is, but I do think the changes are here to stay. I mean, I think that like ChatGPT, for example, been around for a while, but I feel like now all the rage and people are just starting to see the power of that. And kind of back to what I was saying at the beginning too, is experiences matter. And if you look at like the retail space, you know, they've learned those lessons. They're creating these great experiences, and other industries need to follow suit. Because once you've had these great experiences in one place, the not so great experiences really start to stand out.
They do, don't they? Yeah, it's like you've got a bar that's there. So can you think of some retail experiences that have been really great that...
Well, I mean, even if you think of companies like Nordstrom over time, right? They've always kind of stayed leading edge. Or if you look at what Amazon did when they changed it, just everything's at your fingertips. You can get what you want when you want it. They do a really good job of serving up to you the right thing and making it easier for you to find. Or look at like a Netflix even, like it's so easy to binge on what you want and not deal with what you don't want, not pay for what you don't use. And you know, even Tesla, like say what you will, but the car buying experience has changed too. And there's so many things that have now become more personalized, easier, at your fingertips, instant gratification, that you know, that it wasn't that way before. So
yeah, definitely, you're right, changes here to stay. There's more to come. So let's change channels over to social media and just really focus on one sector of marketing. What do you see happening with social media, and how do you see your company using social media to interact with people? Is it working for you? What's working? What's not working, would you say?
Well, I'm going to take it outside of business for a minute. In the sense that you're talking about, and then I'll come back to that. So even you talk about like, I moved to Charlotte.
Right.
So I'm involved in a few communities, but I wasn't involved in AMA. I put a post on my LinkedIn saying I'm moving to Charlotte. You know, here's why I'm so excited. And the flood of DMs I had was unreal. Something I never imagined. In 2 weeks, basically had like a new network of people to talk to. It's just so cool. And another community that I'm in, I just was in like a breakout room with someone who lives down the block from me. You know, it's just the power of social media is a game changer. And I think that when COVID hit, people really started to flock to online communities. We're also finding then kind of moving this into the marketing sense that almost 80% of the buying experience is happening before someone wants to talk to sales. You can do research online, but you can also easily talk to your peers, and you're using social channels for the most part to do that, you know, in your communities and LinkedIn. And so even, you know, TikTok is starting to take off. There's There's so many places, and there's other stats too. Like I think it's almost 60% of all searches for 25 and under take place outside of Google. They're looking in Instagram, they're looking at TikTok. They're and so I think, again, social media in general, there's lots of channels, there's different use cases for different purposes, different industries, different demographics. But your audience is there and they are watching and they're learning. And I see that as more of an awareness play. But again, then the conversations happen as well. And so I think it's important to have a presence there and be there. It's something with the Arbinger Institute that I'm focused on doing a better job at. But like a quote from one of my favorite influencers that I am a part of the peak community is Sangram. And he says, without a community, you're a commodity. And that has just stuck in my head. And so I highly value community and I see the power of it. And I think, again, similar to what I was saying with other aspects of the changes happening, that, you know, this is not going away, that we need to learn how to embrace and use social channels. So yes.
And I like how you said, you know, you have to know your people, and that kind of ties back to your graphic design experience. You know, you have to know what people want, and then being a part of a community is so important. You know, you don't necessarily have to be the leader. You can be a leader, but even if you haven't started one yet, you can still be a part of something else.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, even just, it's a great way to learn, but it's also, I think, a good outlet too. And you know, you've got other people that are in similar situation to you, just to even be able to share experiences or bounce ideas off of. So I think it's really powerful.
It is. Yeah. And I'm so glad I met you. So
I know, I mean, like I was saying, like, I can't like not bring that up. Right. Because we would have never met had it not been for that one post I did on LinkedIn. Right. That's how it all started. Yep.
Yeah. And when I said I was going to move to Charlotte, my friend Tim McDonald from Social Media Club Chicago days did a post on LinkedIn. And what he did was he tagged all of his first connections who lived in Charlotte. And I lost track. I think when I stopped tracking, there was like 5,000 exposures or something, you know, when everybody started coming in, it was really wild. But yeah, this is a great community, I think. Charlotte just seems to be very warm and welcoming. And everybody just wants to make things better. That's kind of the impression I get. So,
yeah, I mean, that's been my experience with this move in general. Like, could not have found nicer, better people. On the other side of that too, though, I'll just say, in general, in communities that I have been in, and maybe it's just because that's what I'm focusing on, is people. There's so much goodness. There's so much positivity out there if you look for it. So I just think it's, you know, easy to kind of get sucked up and sucked into like the negative and the problems. But in general, I have just overwhelmingly found that, you know, there's a lot of good people out there, just all supporting each other, promoting each other, trying to help each other out, looking for connections on like, oh, did you know this person and this and this, and let me introduce you. And it's really cool. I just, it lights me up. That's, I love that. That gets me motivated to just be a better person every day. So.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I can tell. It is fun. So Lisa, we've talked about a lot of things. And so just to wrap it up here, what would you leave us with? Do you have any last words or call to action? What do you want us to know?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just, I guess, to play off of what we've been talking about, I'd love to connect with you. So hit me up on LinkedIn. It's at lisasharapata.com or Lisa Sharapata at the end of LinkedIn. And then if you want to learn more about the Arbinger Institute, it's just arbinger.com. So would love to, you know, talk to you more.
We'll drop those links in the show notes. And one last thing, I ask my guests always to give us the word of the day. So what's your word of the day, Lisa?
Oh, my favorite word is shine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. So everyone, thank you so much for listening. It's been a pleasure to have you here, Lisa. You are one of the 10 most influential CMOs to follow in 2023. So we are going to keep following you on LinkedIn. And I invite you to subscribe to Growing Social Now if you haven't yet already. It's produced by Corey West Media. And we look forward to talking again soon.